I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It seems that within refugee populations around the world, it's the kids who are facing the greatest challenges. In Turkey, workers on the ground are pointing out one growing problem in particular. And then we're seeing Christians around the world who are boldly living out their faith in spite of the risks it presents. There are a lot of ways that we can get behind them, and we'll tell you about those in just a few moments. But first, we know that one of the major needs for refugee kids is education. But as we can see from the situation in Turkey, there is still a greater need, and that's medical care. This is especially true for those who've been born with the label refugee. Some estimates are that around 200,000 Syrian children have been born in refugee camps in Turkey since the beginning of the war. Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg says,
a lot of children grew up malnourished, and often the mothers are malnourished, and they cannot properly nurse the children. They do not have baby formula. So a lot of children grow up with just myriad of issues.
So Christian Aid's partner estimates that about 60% of refugee children born in the last 3 years in Turkey have a physical disability. But getting medical help for both adults and kids alike is a trial due to legal, language, and availability barriers. Christian Aid has been assisting partners as they distribute humanitarian aid. But even as they do that, both ministries recognize there's a deeper need.
That's one thing they can offer, is a hope that they don't have right now, and a hope in Jesus Christ.
There are ways that you can get behind the humanitarian effort, and we'll point those out at missionnews.org. In the meantime, would you pray?
One of the main ways to pray is just for the Christians there, that they would have encouragement in Jesus Christ and they would have strength.
Next, Eastern Europe has one of the highest rates of abortion in the world, 42 out of every 1,000 women. To put that in perspective, in North America, that rate's about 17 abortions for every 1,000 women. Life Matters Worldwide supports biblical pro-life ministry in both Ukraine and Romania. The organization's president, Tom Lothmer, and others with Life Matters will be traveling to these two countries next month to provide pro-life ministry training. The statistics show they have a lot of ground to cover.
A number of women have 6 and 7 and 8 abortions in their lifetime, sometimes even more, and they even come to the place where they think there's no forgiveness for them.
And that's where the gospel comes in.
I remember a story from Miriam Wheeler. She's a doctor, and she was working with a particular woman outside the city of Odessa, and she had had 13 or 14, and she had mentioned to her that God could never forgive me. And, of course, at that time, she was able to present to her the forgiveness of Christ, the grace of Christ.
Life Matters' trip to Ukraine and Romania will be next month, August 16th through the 26th. Would you pray for them leading up to the trip? Lothmer asks,
pray for us and our partners over there as we meet that we'll be led of the Spirit of God, not with our agenda, but his agenda.
And FMI's Bruce Allen has been making field visits in Bangladesh over the last couple of weeks. And what he's found has been both somber and encouraging. FMI's Bruce Allen shares,
so it's, I'll say, easy to share the gospel, but it is not without risks. Some of the folks that I've been meeting with, especially those who have become Christians out of Muslim backgrounds, they have been attacked by members of their communities, by members of their own family who've tried to kill them. But they're saying, we've counted the cost to follow Jesus. You know, I've survived a machete attack, and yet I want to share the gospel. In fact, I don't want to only share the gospel. I think God is calling me to be a church planter.
But these Christians need support in order to plant churches.
They don't have a lot of resources. They don't have a lot of theological training that we are so rich in. And in order to keep somebody in ministry, it only takes the equivalent of a cup of coffee from one of your favorite cafes every day.
Would you pray for God's provision and supply of the resources needed to grow the Bangladeshi church? And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the stories of 8 Christians who share valuable real-life lessons, along with stories of strength, faith, and hope. You can find the links at the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.